Blog Talk Radio.
Turn on the light. Save the world from darkness, yeah. Turn on the light. Won't you please, my friend, yeah.
Welcome to the Turn on the Light broadcast with Pastor Stephen and Ann Butterfield. We are assistant pastors of Light of the World Christian Tabernacle International Church in Stockbridge, Georgia, with our awesome leaders, Bishop Ruth W. Smith and Pastor Sapri Osler. We are so glad that you have tuned in. We are going to show you a God that will bring you out.
So call your neighbors and call your friends. Call Lottie Dottie and everybody. Tell them that the Turn on the Light broadcast is on the air. Tell them to dial 917-388-4161. And while you're getting your neighbors and your friends, here's a song just for you.
Thank you.
praise right where you are. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lost for words. Hallelujah. Have you ever been in the presence of God and you just lost for words? He is so awesome. You can't find words to tell him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We are grateful tonight. What an awesome night to be alive. What an awesome night to be tuned in to the Turn on the Light broadcast with Pastor Stephen and Ann Butterfield. We are so delighted that you have tuned in tonight. We pray that the word you would hear tonight that would change you, would uplift you, would build you up in the name of Jesus, would bless you. And everything that you need is in the word of God. So we give God praise. We give him honor. We give him glory. We are assistant pastors of Light of the World Christian Tabernacle International in Stockbridge, Georgia, under the awesome leadership of Archbishop Ruth Smith. And we have our Pastor Sakri Osler. We are praising God for what he is doing. We thank God for Bishop Jones also. We thank God for what he is doing in our midst. God is doing something great. We can feel the manifestation of his presence. And when you get in his presence, I'm telling you, in the presence of God, there's fullness of joy. Hallelujah. Fullness of joy. Hallelujah. So no matter what you're going through, no matter what you're dealing with, if you ever get in the presence of joy, sadness, disappointment, all of that got to go because there's fullness of joy. Hallelujah. We are so glad, amen, for what God is doing with us and through us. Thank you for tuning in tonight. We asked you, last Saturday night we had a topic saying, don't be a knockoff. My brothers and my sisters, if you didn't hear that, you need to go back and check it out. Please get a pencil and paper and go to blogtalkradio.com/Butterfields-Ministries. And you'll be able to go back and listen to all of our broadcasts. But last week we talked about don't be a knockoff. Oh, my goodness. Coming from Genesis 3 and 6. Oh, my God. Check it out. You will really be blessed. We thank God for what he's doing. Thank God that he's been using us on this broadcast. And thank God for y'all faithfulness have been tuning in and supporting us for over 8 years. Oh, my goodness. Praise God is so good. Didn't seem like it's been that long, but I tell you, God is faithful in all that he does. So we thank and praise God for your support. We ask you to go to our website. When you get an opportunity, go to our website. It's www.ButterfieldsMinistriesWorldwide.com. ButterfieldsMinistriesWorldwide.com. You can check out my latest book that I rewrote, Marriage the Journey, How Do You Handle Your Baggage. Go check that out. Look in the stores and you'll see that. And you can see some of our teaching is on the broadcast, is on the website. Some of the things that God is doing with us and through us is on there. My new CD is coming soon. So just go and check us out. And if you feel up to it, please donate something to help us to continue to do this work that God has put in our hands to do. And we are so grateful and so thankful for you being our faithful listeners, amen, that keep us encouraged and inspired to continue to do the work of God. So tonight we thank and praise God. I'm going to let my wife say a word or two before we have our guest speaker to come in.
Amen. We praise God tonight, and we give God glory and give him praise and honor for all that he is doing in our lives. And we understand so truly that we can trust the Lord with all of our heart and not lean to our own understanding. And everything, acknowledge him, and he will direct our pathway. I think that sometimes we may get a little short in going to God for everything. But we want you to know that God is the answer to every situation, every circumstance that is going on in our lives. And we are so thankful that you have taken the time to tune in to this broadcast on tonight. But truly, God will send forth a word for us on tonight. So we just give God glory and give him praise for it. And thank you again for tuning in.
Amen. And we now will bring on our guest
minister tonight, Charles Gordon, amen, who's been with us for a matter of years now.
Yeah.
And he's an awesome man of God, and we want him to know that he's now live, and we want him to just introduce himself to the people and his wife, Evangelist Gordon, amen, introduce himself to the people and his wife, and let the Lord use him in the word tonight. Good evening, Elder Gordon.
Praise God, praise God. It's a blessing to be on the air again this night. And I'm just so glad you, all the Butterfields, they just invited me to come back and bring the word of God. I am real happy.
Amen.
At this time, my wife is on her way. She had to go to a meeting, but she will be here in maybe 10 minutes. She just called. So we're just going to have
right.
a good time in the name of the Lord, you know, and
amen.
Giving honor to God and to great bishop and pastor. Just praise God to be able to know them and know that they are for real, that they teach us the word of God. I am very, very happy to do it. And Butterfield, Pastor Butterfield, I'm just so glad able to bring a word tonight to you and all that is listening to the word.
Amen.
I guess it's my time, huh?
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We just, again, we're giving praise and honor to God and to all of his helpers and a great bishop and all of them again. You know, when you have somebody great, you don't mind keep talking about them. But anyway, just pray with me, and we won't be long. We're going to be very short, but we're going to say something. Our Father, our God, in the name of Jesus, I take the time, my Father, just to give you praise and to thank you, Father. And thank you again, Father, for just being able to bring a word. Father, we just pray that everyone that is listening will just allow the Spirit to speak to them as we bring this word. And one thing that I do believe in, when we are studying the word of God and when we are reading the word of God, we should believe exactly what the word of God says. And sometimes we seem that we do not believe it. And while I'm speaking, we'll turn your Bibles to St. Luke chapter 9, starting at the first verse. And we will see, you know, when you start to go someplace, you get your road map and you follow that road map. And you believe that you're going to get there because you have traveled before, just a road map just in case. And this is what's going to go on this night. Jesus the Christ is going to tell us exactly what he wants us to do and how we are supposed to do it. And to let us know that we are supposed to believe the word of God. You know, sometimes it seems like we don't believe this word. But when you study the word, or when I study, anyone study, believe what God says. And that is our best roadmap to success. And
Amen.
As I said, chapter 9, starting at the first verse. And this is the way it reads. Well, just earlier, we see in the other chapter, he had healed a girl, and they laughed him out, but yet still, he got up and he healed them. And everybody was laughing about it because he said, she's not dead, she's just asleep. And everyone was laughing, but then after he did this, he proved them wrong. And, well, like about Jesus, though, he didn't like nothing being in the way that's going to hinder anything. So most of the time when he'd heal somebody that way, if they seemed like they didn't have no faith or they was talking against him, he would put them out. And then we start at verse 9, and this is the way it reads. Then he called his 12 disciples together, which is a divine calling, and he gave them power and authority over all devils. So that's going to be my topic tonight. Power and authority. And one thing for sure is, even wherever you are, or whatever you plan on doing, you cannot do it unless you have some power and authority. And Jesus said, that's what I'm going to give you, power and authority. To be able to do my work, you must have power and you must have authority over the devils, over demons, and to cure diseases. The spiritual authority, please, some of us really get this. Spiritual authority is never exercised over people, but always over the spirit world of darkness. Is all the time. It's just, understand, I think sometimes we want to take over and believe that we can spiritual authority over people. But I stopped by tonight to tell you, you don't have no power over people. Your power is for, he gave us that power to be over the world of darkness only and nothing else. And as we read a little further, we are verse 2, and he sent them to preach. He talked about he sent his disciples out to preach their great business of the true man of God is preaching the kingdom of God. Our true thing is what we are supposed to preach is the kingdom of God. And it was now available because the king was present. The king rejected, which was rejected, but now the king is present, which he was the messenger over Jesus Christ. And now Jesus Christ has been here to lead us and guide us and be able to do the things that Christ wants us to do. And he is able to, that we can go to him at any time. But the one thing for sure, we have to follow his instruction. So what he tell you to do is go out and heal the sick. And we can do that, but we want to do it another way. And a lot of times what we really want to do is to send Jesus, you heard it, send Jesus to the hospital. We want to send him to the home, but he didn't say that. What does the roadmap say for us to do? It says for us to go out and heal the sick. And we are supposed to cast out demons. But we sit back and tell God, Jesus, I would like for you to go to the hospital and heal sister. I would like you to go to the hospital and heal the brethren. But he said, that is not what I want you to do. Jesus Christ and him crucified, which will utterness usher in the kingdom on earth. And that's, and I push it a lot because that is what Christ or Jesus told us to do. He said, I want you to go and do this. But yet and still, we don't follow direction. You know, if someone tell you to go down the street, turn there, turn here, there, you will follow that direction. But for whatever reason, we will not follow God's direction. We want to sit back, watch TV, turn it off a minute or two, and tell God to go heal the sick. Watch a little bit more and then tell God to go to the hospital. Tell God to lay hands on the sick, but he didn't tell us that. He made it very clear that he wants us to go out and lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover, because he gave us the power and authority. You know, we can have the power, which comes from Christ, and we have the authority, which we use his name. But if we don't use what he said, then we are not following direction. And the only way we will do anything right is to follow God's direction. This is just a side note. Men, you know, when we get that toy And we want to plug it up, hook it up, or put it together, whatever. Most of us will not read the direction, and most of the time we go wrong. And then after that, then we can't get it together, so then we go get the direction. So my word is to you tonight, don't even try to do any of these things if you don't follow direction. And he sent them to preach the great business of the Lord. He sent them out.
Amen.
This is what I want you to do. I want you to lay hands on the sick. I want you to cast out demons. And when you do this, it's going to work. But sometimes we go out and try to cast demons out on our own, it will not work because we're not following direction. It's so simple. It's written in the book. Follow direction. The kingdom on earth. Go and preach the kingdom on earth. The second coming of Jesus Christ. Heal the sick. All you have to do is heal the sick. It doesn't take a whole lot to do it. But it does take belief. You have to have the faith in God to believe it. You cannot have the faith in man. But you must have the faith in God to do anything. And God will not let you down. If he tell you
Amen.
To heal somebody, go and do it. Don't think about
Amen.
How you're going to do it or whether they get healed or not. That's not our problem.
Amen.
We're not supposed to concentrate on whether they're going to be healed or not. Somebody asked me once, well, if you pray for the sick and they don't be healed, what are you going to do? I'm going to the next one and pray. He told me I'm following direction. He told me to heal the sick, and I'm going to pray and heal the sick. And if they don't get healed, I'm traveling on to the next person. I'm not going to be standing up there waiting and wondering why. Why this person didn't get healed? What was the problem? God told me, Jesus told me to do this, and yet and still I've done it. I don't have time for that. All I'm going to do is lay hands on you, send you out, and you will be healed. I believe that God's going to do that. If God told us to do that, he's not going to let us look bad. God, you can believe on that. God will never, never make you look bad. So all you have to do is follow his word. Now, there's some time that you might lay hands on the sick, and it's not that particular time. Number one, we do not know how that person is living. We don't know anything about that person. We don't know what they believe and what they don't believe. So there could be a reason, but our job is not to stand around and wait and see if they're going to be healed. Heal them and keep walking. That's what I like about little children. You know, I can tell my grandson, your mother's not feeling well. Heal her. He's going to go over there, lay hands on her, and say, be healed in the name of Jesus. He gone. He's going back to play. But we got to sit there and wonder why that person didn't get healed. There's reason why. Maybe it's not the time. See, God has got the right time, right place, and everything. So leave it to God, and it will happen in due time. All we got to do is believe it. And I tell you something else can happen. I would say both men and women, sometimes we go to pray for somebody and they don't get healed. We pray for something that doesn't happen. Sometimes, not all the time, but this does happen. We are not in the right perspective with our mate. See, God does not deal with mess. You know, sometimes we have got an attitude with our mate, and then we expect God to do things, expect God to answer questions and all that, have some things for us. But sometimes you got to go back and check yourself. And when you check yourself, the Holy Spirit will speak to you. And then you understand what's going on. We need to do these things. And don't ever think that we're going to get a whole lot of something from Christ. We're going to get a whole lot of blessing from Christ when we are not treating our mates right. But I understand, and I know there's nobody on this radio that way tonight, but anyway, on the phone, you know, I know none of us, we treat our mate right, we treat them right, and we kind to them and all that. Sometimes you're fooling yourself. But anyway, let us move on. It really, just you have to be in tune with your wife or your husband, because God does not deal in mess. And if we are walking and living in the wrong thing, I'm not saying you have to be living in sin, but sometimes we just not getting it together with our mate. And that's one thing you have to have. If God put us together, we have to stay in tune with God. And any time we are still in tune with God, He's going to take care of us the way He see fit. Sometimes we wonder, Lord, and one of the things that happen to us a lot of time, we don't see prayers answered, is sometimes we are watching other people. We look around, we look across our yard sometimes, and we see, look like those people are doing fine. We don't know how they are, but just look like that way. We get in our car, or even walking, catch the bus, or whatever the situation is, and they don't even look like they think about church. Drive big fine cars and nice houses, and we wondering why, Lord, I'm trying all I know how. But yet and still, Lord, I just can't seem to get it together. But I'm looking across my fence over there, and I see those people. They got the big fine house. They got the fine cars, but I can't hardly pay my rent. And one of the reasons why we have our mind concentrating on somebody else. Don't worry about that person over there. Their time is coming. And sometimes that's what we do, Pastor. That's exactly what we do. We worry about what God have and take out what He's done, and He take our minds off of Christ and put it on things. And you will get anything from God with your mind on things. If you have that situation, you're walking in that path today, I stopped by today to tell you, don't do it. Start to doing the way God wants you to do it. Start living the right way. And one of the worst things you can do is mistreat your mate. You might not think that God, you know, at one time you talked to God and asked Him for a mate, and Lord, I need a mate, and you said all I have to do is ask, so I'm praying that You will send the mate my way. But then when the mate get there, you don't treat him right. God ain't going to bless no mess like that. It's time out for me. You know, if you love your mate, now understand me clearly. I'm not that person that we don't never have no misunderstanding or no argument. That's going to happen. Because they tell me, I don't know if it's a good way to say it, but it said tongue and teeth fall out. So you know we're going to have some disagreement, but I'm saying those disagreements, and they just hang with us over and over and over again. Get rid of them, because I believe the word of God, so you Bible readers might have heard this. He said, don't let the sun go down on your wrath. And if that's true, you believe that, no matter what happens, don't let it go down on your route. And again, I push this. Stay in tune with your mate that y'all are together. And when you are together, how can you lose? But we do, because just believe that our mate of things that we do can hinder our blessing. But I stop by tonight to tell you, yes, they can. When you are not treating that mate right, it doesn't matter if it's a woman or a man, you're going to miss out on your blessing for a season. But now, that's what I tell you. Let's get back, repent of it, and say, Lord, we're going to forget about this message. And the majority of the time, I know all of us are probably saying, the majority of the time when we are upset with our mate, it's nothing to even think about. But yet and still, we do that. We get upset with the mate, and once they sit, just up 2 or 3 hours, don't talk, don't do this. But why? When you check it out, seriously, all you married people, when you check it out, it's not important anyway. And then a lot of time when you sit down and think about it, I don't even know what I was arguing about. But you done missed your blessing. But after a season. But they're coming back. So I just thought that's one of the things he said, use your power and authority. And then when you are upset with your mate, use the power and authority that God has given you. Whatever it is, cast it out in the name of Jesus. And be able to walk in the way God wants us to walk in his authority. You don't have to stay in that spot, but sometimes we just want to stay there and argue all night, all day if possible. But I stop by tonight to tell you, you're going to bless your, you're going to miss your. There's sometimes you praying for something very seriously, very, very seriously. And God said, if you asked in my name, I would do it. But we praying and we're not getting no answer. Because we have not used the power we had to cast that demon out of our house. And I tell you this, any time you having a whole lot of arguments, a whole lot of disagreement in your house, I stop by tonight to tell you what the problem is. You letting Satan in your house. It's time to get rid of that boy. His job is to rob, steal, kill, and destroy. But yet still, we act like we don't understand that. That's about it. I just tell you, don't do that. Get rid of it. And when you say it's about to take over your house, I tell you what you do. Just walk to that front door. Open that door and tell him to get out. And he cannot stay in because you got more power than he has. You got power, you got authority. You got the power to tell him to go, and you got the authority to kick him out. And people, true Christian, this is very, very true. We lose out so much because we just don't do what God asked us to do. We're going to argue about something that's not important to us at all. And who's? And then, but we got to hear ourselves. But here, this is where Jesus was sending his disciples out. He said, I want you to go out and heal the sick. I want you to go out and raise the dead. He said, but let me tell you something. I know you might get out there and you see some of them fancy houses out there. This isn't a word. Get some of them fancy houses there. You look like they got some real good food over there. You might be over here at this house eating chicken wings, and they might seem like they got steaks, and you might have saw them go to the store and come back, and they got steaks and all this stuff, and they're eating like this. And you know what you want to do? You want to leave this house and go over to the other house and eat you some steaks. But what the Word of God say? No. If you get in that house, you stay there and it's time to leave. Don't leave trying to get a better meal. And you know how we'd be sometimes, because we just probably didn't have a good meal walking over that way. But then yet and still, he said, no, don't do that. I don't want you running all over the place. I want you to be solid. I want you to be in a state of mind that where you are doing what I told you to do. Don't be no gutter trying to worry about eating all the time. Sometimes you have to give it up and go over and pray for those people because they need you. Sometimes they need you so bad until they just don't know which way to turn. But yet and still, you want to leave their house and go across the street over there and eat some of that fine steaks, and I don't eat all that good stuff, but anyway, them powerful food that we have. But seriously, that's what the Word of God said in the ninth chapter of Luke. It says, when you get in there, you stay there. You stay there. And who's there? Then it said, when you go there, you have done what I told you to do. Now what? And then if they don't listen to you, what you do? Don't stand there. See, that's what we do a lot of times, wasting time on people at this particular time they are not ready. He said, don't stand there and waste time on them. Get your bag, because I don't want you to carry no load no way. Because if you carry a load, then you ain't able to move on time. Just carry one bag. Each one of you carry one bag. So then when that happens, just get that little one bag and hit the road, Jay. Go out and say, when you get out there on the street, shake off the dust. You've heard that word before. But anyway, my point is tonight is to have power and authority, and do exactly what God said, not what you think, not what you want to do. God has made it very clear. You had a roadmap, and to use the roadmap. If you started going to some other city, you're going to use the roadmap. But when God tell you to do this, you don't do it no more. We don't do it. I'm going to say you, we don't do that. So I'm telling you now, if you want to live a peaceful life on this earth, everything ain't going to be, as the devil said, peaches and cream. But God will never let you down. God will never fail you. You have to believe that if I'm witnessing God, I'm doing exactly what he told me to do. He's going to make a way. Sometimes it just look like ain't no way out. Then you wonder, how am I going to make it? Why would you ask a question like that? Because God will tell you exactly how to do it. Do it my way. Some of us want to do it our way. But any old way, I'm not going to hold you long, but I just want you to know, use the power and authority that Christ has given you. And when you do that, or when we do that, we're going to be successful. Everything's going to be all right all the time. Because if everything was all right all the time, then we probably would think we didn't need Christ. Every now and then.
Right.
I know you've been there, you couldn't see your way out, no kind of way. And wondering which way you're going to go, you're upset with your wife, you're upset with your husband because things ain't going right. Settle down and go and ask God what's your problem. God, you told me if I do this, you're going to do it. Now, what am I not doing right, Christ? I want to know. I want to live right. I want to talk right. I want to treat my family right. Not only that, I want to treat my neighbors right. Help me, Lord.
That's right.
And he will help you. Like I told you, let me alone. All you do is just get your power and authority. It's right there in the Acts. St. Luke is in other places. But then after you do that, then you remember where your power came from. Come on, let's go. You know, I tell you, this is where I feel like, and I believe this is true, where your power comes from. They tell me a few years ago, maybe a long time ago, there's a man by the name of Jesus. They tell me that he came to take away our sins. Oh, yes, he did. And as he began to take them away, there was somebody that felt like that they wanted to get rid of our Lord and our Savior. But yet and still, what they still was mistakes about, they didn't understand that the Lord came here to die. So then they decided that they want to crucify him. They took him to a kangaroo court, which was done at night. That's the only course was going on, was kangaroo heights at night. But I stopped by at night to tell you, they whipped him all night long. I'm talking about your Lord and my Savior. Yes, they did. They whipped him unrecognizable. And then just about time daybreak came, they tell me that they marched him outside of the kingdom hall. And when they did that, my Bible tells me that they had a cross because somebody had to pay the price for us. And Jesus Christ was the only one that could do it. And they tell me that they put the cross on the ground. Yes, they did. And they put spikes in Jesus' feet, and they put nails in his hand. And then they took that crown of that cross and put it on his shoulder. He had to go up the mountaintop to pay the price for us. But if you look with me, you can see him, Lord, have mercy, going up that mountaintop. And somebody said he was up sometime, and sometime he was down. But what I like about Christ, he never took his eyes off the mountaintop. Oh, no, he didn't. And he went up the road, and he went up, and then when he got so he couldn't carry the cross no more, God had a ram in the bush for him that helped him carry the cross. And when they got to the top of the mountain there, they tell me that they put nails in his hand, spikes in his feet. Oh, yes, they did. And they hung him high, and they stretched him wide. But what I like about Jesus, he'll never turn his back on you. No, no, no. They tell me there was two thieves hung on the cross beside him. Oh, yes. And I heard one crew say, if you be this child of God, why don't you save yourself and save us too? But the other one said, don't talk to him like that. He ain't done nothing. He said, remember me when you come in to paradise. So he hung there until he died. And they punched him in his side to be sure that he was dead. And water and blood come streaming down. He hung there and hung his head in the hollow of his shoulder. But somebody said just before he died, he said, this day you will be with me in paradise. They took him. They put him in a grave. He stayed there 3 days and three nights. I know everybody knows why he did that, because the Jews had a feeling that the spirit would go around for 3 days. But on that third and appointed day, they raised him out of the grave, and he headed back to take his blood to pay for our sins, because our blood had to be paid for. And on his way up, somebody tried to touch him. He said, don't touch me. I ain't been to my Father yet. So he went up, took the blood, paid for the price, and came back and walked with his disciples for, I believe, 10 days. And after that, he said, I got to go, but I ain't gonna leave you by yourself. I'm going to send the Holy Ghost by. And if you look up, you can see him now going up into the house, headed back to his Father to take the blood to pay for our sins. And on his way back, the Holy Spirit came down, and it began to live with us, and it's still dwelling with us today. So I stopped by today to tell you, Jesus Christ is the answer. Power and authority.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much. Yes.
Power and authority.
Amen. We have power and authority. Mm-hmm. Once we get born again,
mm-hmm.
we are children of God. We are joint heirs with Jesus Christ and heirs of God. And the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, and they that dwell therein. So anything belong to your daddy belongs to you. So we have power and authority.
Mm-hmm.
The Bible say we are prince and priest. So we can declare a thing, we can decree a thing, and it shall be. The power life is in the tongue. And so a lot of us as Christians don't realize what kind of power we have.
Right.
Oh, my goodness.
Mm-hmm.
If we have Christ, the Bible said the same power that raised Jesus from the dead. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Live and dwell in these mortal bodies.
Yeah.
Think about the power that raised Jesus from the dead. Lives in us. Oh, my God. So we have power and authority. We just got to use it. It's just like somebody gave you a bank account that has billions of dollars in it. If you don't go to the bank and access that money won't do you no good. So the power that Jesus died to give us.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. Sometimes we are letting things happen to us. We're living beneath our privilege. We're allowing the devil to come in and wreak havoc in our homes against our children, when God gave us the authority that we can cast out every devil,
mm-hmm.
that nothing come against us can prosper,
mm-hmm.
that our children are blessed because we are blessed.
Mm-hmm.
And we got to stand up and we got to take authority,
mm-hmm.
to know that God's word is true,
mm-hmm.
that no weapon formed against us can prosper. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
So we thank God for the word tonight. We thank God for our listening audience. If you have been blessed by this word tonight, press 1 on your phone, and we'll bring you live to hear, amen, some comments from you tonight on this word of God. Power and authority. Amen. We have power and authority. So press 1 on your phone tonight that we will bring you live so you can talk about, amen, the authority, power and authority that Jesus Christ has given you.
Yeah.
So let's press 1 on your phone so we bring you live, because this man of God has expressed to you that you have power.
Mm-hmm.
And what take away our power is our standing with God.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Tonight we have somebody in queue. The area code is 678, and the last 4 digits is 7726. You're now live on the air, caller.
Yes, I would like to say I really enjoyed the message tonight from Ella Gordon. This is Pastor Gore from Old Landmark Pentecostal Holiness Church, and we have truly enjoyed that message tonight because I do I believe and thank God for the authority and the power that he has given us to be able
Amen.
To lay hands on those that are sick. Hallelujah. And so I just thank God for that message tonight and to know that we do have the authority and the power to do that, you know. I enjoyed it tremendously, and I'm glad to be a part of it tonight and be able to listen in and hear that
Amen.
Dynamic.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much. We are so glad that you have tuned in,
amen,
and got a word, amen.
Because
our desire is, amen, to the people of God to be inspired and encouraged, amen, to press on and do what we need to do, amen, for the kingdom of God. So we thank and praise God for you tonight. Amen. Continue to listen in as we hear any other caller that have a word or an encouragement tonight. Do you have a prayer request? Do you have something going on that you need us to pray for? Because the Bible says call for the elders. Those who are sick, call for the elders and let them lay hands, amen, and pray. And they will pray the prayer of healing over your body. So if you have a prayer request, you have a praise report, let us know, press 1, and we'll bring you live. We just praise God for tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And we want you to continue to lift us up in prayer. And, amen, the God's will be done in our lives.
Amen.
And we encourage you to go to our website, amen, and support us in what we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Because truly we believe that this is the will of God concerning us. And
mm-hmm.
he has sustained us for 8 years. So
yes.
we know this is his will. And we,
yes.
we're praying and hoping that we would continue to spread the gospel throughout the world. We have a part of our broadcast that's done on the West Coast, amen, on Sunday night, and we thank God for what he's doing there. We see we have somebody else in queue, and the area code is 404, and your last four digits is 1793. You're now live on the air.
Yes, this is Pastor Jackson from New Generation Ministry. I want to thank
God
for all right. Yeah, I thank God for the message tonight. I was listening to Elder Gordon, powerful message. And I just want to say that what he was saying tonight, I've been preaching, telling people that you got to use that authority. And I thank God for what he's saying. Because Luke 10 and verse 19 said, Jesus said, "Behold, I have given you the authority and the power to trample over snakes and scorpions." But as Christians, we got to realize that we can't let that devil beat us up. Jesus already
Amen.
Gave you the authority and the power, so use it. We got to use it. It's just like us taking a tool and putting it in our hand and trying to fix something, like he was talking about that toy. And you get the tool in your hand, you're looking at the toy, you got to start fixing it. You got to do something with it, something with that tool that you got in your hand. Or like my sister, Pastor Gore, she know how to bake a cake. My God. She know the tool of how to make a cake. And, I mean, she can go from scratch. I'm just using this for example. But, my God, I thank God for that word tonight, the power and the authority that we have to use. And we got to learn to use it because God, Jesus already gave it to us. What we waiting on? What we waiting on to use
it. Right.
And that's what I always like to say, what we waiting on. We got to use it. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you
amen.
So much, Pastor.
Awesome.
We appreciate
comment.
You, amen, listening in, and thank you for your comment, amen. We know that it's amazing how we live beneath our privileges because we don't recognize that we have power and authority, and it's given by the one who has all power.
All power.
That Sunday morning, he got to be saying, "All power is in my hands." Amen. So if we realize that God has given us power and authority, and it's just a matter of us sometimes even speaking it, we don't even sometimes have to raise our hand. We just have to speak it sometimes. And if we believe by faith, all things, the Bible say, is possible.
That's right.
Oh, my goodness. I mean, the Bible is not a fairy tale book. I don't know if people really believe It's the Bible is a real life history. It's not a storybook. It's not a fiction. It is real life things that happen in the Bible. Some of it is happening today. God is working miracles every day. So we got to trust God that he is the same God in the Bible.
That's right.
Whatever he did in the Bible, he is doing today. He's raising the dead. He's opening the eyes of the blind. He's raising up sick folks. He's doing all these things still today through us, through the power that he put in us. Jesus already paid the price for whatever we have need of is paid for. Oh, my goodness. On the cross, he said it is finished. Hallelujah. Mean paid in full. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. And he did. He didn't only leave it there, but he sent us the power.
That's right.
Hallelujah. It's you know, just like a car. You can have the battery in it, and you can have all the engine in it, but if you don't have no gas in it, ain't going to go nowhere. You got to have the power and authority. You have to have the battery and the gas.
Yeah.
You can't just have the battery and think you can go somewhere. You can't just have you think you have the gas go somewhere. So the thing is that you have to have the battery and the gas, because you can have a tank full of gas and your battery is dead, you ain't going nowhere. But if you have power and authority, oh, my goodness, you can get somewhere. You can get somewhere. You have the power, and then you have the authority. It's just like a police officer. He can have the power to arrest you. He has the power to come into your house and search. But if he don't have a search order, he can't come in there. The search order gives him the authority. He has the power as a police officer, but he still needs the authority to come and search. So just like the Holy Ghost gives us the power and the authority, the Holy Ghost gives us the authority. And that's the quickening power.
That's it.
Open those doors for you. Hallelujah. So we got to know what we got, what God has given us. Oh, my God. We have in us treasure, the Bible says, an earthly vessel.
Yes.
Hallelujah. The same power. Do we really recognize that? The same power that raised Christ from the dead live in you? Oh, my God. Oh, my. No, we don't know. We don't know what's in us. Oh, my God. We don't know what's in us. Because if you recognize that power lives in you, you won't be afraid of the devil. You'll take authority over him, because greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. Hallelujah. God has put you in heavenly places. Hallelujah. You are joint heirs with him and heirs with God. Hallelujah. So God has given us the power and authority. So you have the battery and you got the gas. Now it's time to let's move.
Yeah.
Now, you know, you're having the battery and the gas and you're still sitting idle and still in park.
My Lord.
You got the battery and the gas. You might as well go somewhere.
Might as well.
So because now we got power, when we see a devil, we are condemned and cast into the pit of hell.
In the name of Jesus.
That's the authority. The authority that we have is in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Demons tremble. Oh, my God. If a devil is giving you trouble, give him the Parkinson's disease. Make him tremble by calling the name of Jesus. Yes. Hallelujah. The Bible said, not Stephen now, the Bible said demons tremble.
At the name
of Jesus. Yes. So if the devil is trying to give you some trouble, I dare you to call Jesus' name. Use the power of the Holy Ghost that's in you. And the authority in Jesus' name, tell that devil, take his flight. In the name of Jesus. So we thank God for this word tonight. Amen, Ella Gordon. We appreciate it so much. We want want you, if you have a last saying that you want to leave with the people tonight before we go, we got about a little over 2 minutes. But if you got a word, final word you want to give to the people tonight, go ahead and do that.
Yes, thank you. The bottom line is we just need to understand if there is trouble going on in our home, it's not supposed to be there. We allow Satan to come in through the door. See, we have to keep that door locked to keep him out because we have the authority to keep him out. We can speak to those mountains. We can speak to things. But when we don't do that, then we're going to have problems in our own home. We're going to have problems in the house. Everywhere we're going to have problems with our children. That's the only thing we have to learn from this day. Is to use that power and authority we have to kick Satan out of our house when he come in, out of our car. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Elroy.
Good work.
Amen. Thank God. We want you to, those of you, please visit our website, www.butterfieldsministriesworldwide.com. Check us out. We do a lot of training. We have resources where we do a lot of counseling. My new book is out there. We also have some encouragement, some videos that would encourage you. Amen. Just click on those pages, amen, and be encouraged and be inspired. Amen. And you can go back to broadcasts that we had prior to tonight. Amen. Just go to blogtalkradio.com. /Butterfields-Ministries. And you go to that website and then you'll be able to listen to all our broadcasts. We also have broadcasts in Seattle and in Portland, Oregon. Amen. We have several in Atlanta also. We had one in Indiana also. So we are really, if you desire to be a part of this, call us and let us know and we'll open the door. Minister, amen, at your time.
Amen.
But on next Saturday at 8 a.m., 8 p.m., to tell your neighbors to dial
917-388-4161 to the Turn on the Light broadcast with Pastor Stephen and Ann Butterfield. Have a great night.
Good night.
Good night.